It's 105.7 KOZZ, Reno's Classic Rock, and I have the pleasure of speaking with Justin Hayward. Justin has had a long and storied career with the Moody Blues. This tour is the Story in Your Eyes tour. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Pam. Lovely to talk to you.
You too. You doing well?
I'm doing just fine. Yeah, the tour is going really well.
Awesome. The Story in Your Eyes from 1971's Every Good Boy Deserves a Favor. You're talking 1971 to 2026. That's a long time. How did this tour come to be?
Well, I decided a few years ago to name my tours really after a song and to make the sort of ambience of the show about that song. Last year I was doing the Blue World Tour, and I thought maybe I should kind of expand that bit because I don't have a support. It's a two-hour show with all of my, just myself and my band.
And who is your band, Justin?
So I have Julie Reagans on keyboards and vocals. Julie was with the Moody Blues doing backup vocals, The loveliest voice I've ever worked with. Carmen Gould on flute and vocals, who's a real virtuoso. I mean, we're lucky to have her with us, be in the presence, really, of someone who plays like that. And Billy Adamson, who's an English boy, on guitar and vocals with me. And also Josh Johnson, my guitar tech, who features on quite a few of my songs live. So it's a lovely group. They love the music. They love all Moody's records. They really helped me in portraying what the sentiment was behind these songs.
How did you come up with some of these songs, like Tuesday Afternoon, Nights in White Satin? I'm not sure. You tell me, what is that song about?
Every line means something to me.
Uh-huh.
And Tuesday and Nights were recorded at a time when we didn't have any influence or control over what was going on. Days of Future Past, the album that they came from, was actually made as a demonstration stereo record to demonstrate that stereo could be as interesting for rock music as it was for classical, because the label we were with, Decca, had the second largest classical catalogue in the world after Deutsche Grammophon. Their whole thing was to promote stereo. Like I say, we had no influence or reputation at that time, but asked to be part project. Nights, I'd already written Nights. It's about people that I knew, girls that I knew and loved. Yes, I've kind of spent most of my life trying to explain it, but not doing a very good job.
I bet you have, but are there sheets involved here?
Yes, I was given some white satin sheets by a girlfriend, which, Pam, I can tell you, are totally impractical if you've got quite a strong beard growth as a man, but hugely romantic. But that was just a small part of it. Tuesday afternoon, I actually had a dog called Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
I would find myself saying, Tuesday!
Oh!
And she would prick up her ears. I just went out into a field one day near where my parents grew up in the west of England and wrote the song, never thinking it would mean anything or anybody would ever hear it. Me and Tuesday were there.
Well, yes. All these songs, they seem to have almost like a progress. Well, the older albums is what I'm talking about here, some of the older Moody Blues albums that seem to have a progression within each song into another song, into another song. Were you guys doing a lot of substances at this point in time?
Well, some of us were. Me, I'd have to own up to that.
Okay.
And to be quite honest, I think it wasn't about that. I think Graham was the prime mover who wrote, because Graham, our drummer, didn't write songs, but he wrote lovely poetry. So we were able to kind of incorporate that into our theme. Yes, I think that's how kind of progression thing came about. And I think Graham, our drummer, was the biggest influence on that. It's interesting that someone who doesn't write songs can influence the way people who do write songs put things together.
Yeah, didn't he write Higher and Higher?
He did, with a bit of help from his friends.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that song itself, and there's so much into it. I don't even know what instruments are going on there. There's just so much. It's so deep, it seems to me.
I wish I could remember the details, Pam, but a lot of music has gone across the bridge since then.
Right, yeah, and I was fortunate enough to spend some time with Mike Pinder and Tony Clark back in the 90s as they lived close by in Grass Valley. And I know Mike Pinder was quite the tambourine player for one. The keyboards, oh my goodness, of course.
Yes, basic track of these, all of the songs that we made were myself and Graham and John, which was the rhythm section. And Mike, being a keyboard player, would wait until we'd got that part write, and we'd recorded that, but he would contribute to the rhythm section with tambourine or some percussion instrument like that held us all together. It was hugely important on the early record, no doubt.
Now, I know you keep looking forward, Justin. Does this come from looking inward, or how do you have the new music that you've been putting out as well?
I like now. Of course, I'm very happy to talk about the old days and what happened. That's always interesting. I understand that for the listener. But I like now.
Uh-huh.
I like now and what's going to happen. I've always got a label that, you know, supporting me in new music. And I'll have some new things out this summer.
All right. Well, we look forward to that, Justin. Also, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night, again, at Harris Lake Tahoe South Shore Room in State Line. I think it's going to be a very intimate show. It's a small theater, so I think that you're going to like it too, Justin. It's a great venue.
I'm going to love it. Love Tahoe.
Thank you very much for taking the time.
Oh, my pleasure, Pam. Lovely to talk to you. I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night.